Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matthew Dowling of the 51st Legislative District in Fayette and Somerset Counties. Representative Dowling, welcome to this report to your constituents. Of course, we've had a number of tragedies recently nationwide that really put first responders in our thoughts, and I understand you have some reflections on this.
Much attention is paid to first responders when large-scale tragedies occur, such as the 9/11 attacks or, more recently, the horrific mass shooting at an open-air concert in Las Vegas. Many stories of bravery and selflessness displayed by first responders have come from those tragic events, providing us all with a little hope for humanity in the face of pure evil. Those first responders deserve our utmost gratitude and have more than earned the title hero. But the fact of the matter is, they were heroes before they walked into the Twin Towers or ran towards gunfire of a mass murder in Las Vegas. They are heroes simply because they are there day in and day out, ready to respond to emergencies of any kind. And the same can be said for each and every one of the first responders who joined Representative Ryan Warner and me on Thursday night for a recognition ceremony and banquet in Uniontown. They're all heroes. There's no question. Most of us likely take for granted that if we call 911, someone will answer the call and respond to our emergency. So today, on this episode of Legislative Report, I want to pause to thank those who keep us safe, either professionally or as a volunteer. Our community and our Commonwealth owes you a debt of gratitude.
And there's been a lot of concern about saving money in state government recently, and I understand that there's some legislation that was approved by both the House and the Senate that will bring a measure of welfare reform to Pennsylvania and possibly save the taxpayers some money. What's going on here?
Well, this week, I joined dozens of my colleagues from the House in urging Governor Tom Wolf to sign House Bill 59, the Human Services Code part of the 2017-2018 state budget package. This measure is designed to contain escalating costs for the state's medical assistance program by starting a process to implement work or work search requirements for able-bodied individuals receiving medical assistance benefits. Work requirements are already in place for food stamps and cash assistance programs. Those requirements would not apply to those who have a qualifying disability, are pregnant, or are elderly. The federal government would have to approve such requirements.
And I understand you have a special event coming up for families in the district. Give us some of the details.
Well, I'll be hosting my first Family Expo, focusing on all phases of family life, including children, parents, adults, senior citizens, veterans, and workers. The expo will take place on Saturday, October 28th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Uniontown Mall. Join WMBS 590 a.m. and 101.1 FM for a live broadcast from the event. Visit with over 70 businesses, organizations, and agencies who provide the services that enhance your quality of life. In addition to the information booths, we'll also have a full schedule of demonstrations set to take place on the Dunham's Court Center stage. There's no cost to attend, and free door prizes will be drawn throughout the day. Those attending are encouraged to enter the Uniontown Mall through the Dunham's entrance and should register and obtain a program at the information booth in front of the stage. I thank the Pennsylvania Institute of Health and Technology, Senior Life of Uniontown, the Somerset Trust Company, Twin Oaks Home Care, and UPMC for joining me in sponsoring this event. For additional information, please contact my office at 724-438-6100 or visit repdowling.com. I look forward to spending Saturday, October 28th with you at the Uniontown Mall for my first annual Family Expo.
Representative Dowling, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your State Representative, Matthew Dowling.